Hello, this is Elle Speaks, and this is the space to chat about business and life.
So I'm super excited to talk to you ladies. I have the lovely ladies of Enjoy Lux with me.
Hello.
I've been waiting to do this podcast for a minute to be able to talk to people who I know have a relationship with, women in business. That gets me super pumped. So ladies, tell me about yourselves.
We over here trying to do our thing, become the next P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. I know that's right.
But where do we start?
Start from the beginning. Like, how did... And we're speaking with Elena and Debbie. I didn't even give you guys the proper introduction. But basically, want to know, how did you guys come up with your brand? How did you guys figure out, hey, there's something in the space missing, and let's, you know, come together and put this thing together?
Well, like you said, we all went to school together, and Debbie and I, we all went to school together, but Debbie was always into, like, fashion, and she had a lot more experience in that area. She would do, like, the fashion shows. Well, shoot, you speak, you tell them what you did, and I'll tell them what I did.
Let us know, Deb.
Okay, so from fashion shows to shopping events, working behind the scenes and music videos and New York City Fashion Week. And then I'm like, I'm putting all this energy in for someone else. How can I do this for myself? Mm-hmm. And then, damn, I did it.
That's so humble. She's like, music videos and New York City Fashion Week.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything like that. I was like the one, oh, can you do my baby shower? Can you plan this? I'm like the coordinator, so everyone will call me for things of that nature. Okay. And one day, she had introduced me to pop-up shops, where pop-up shops is so popular right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But then I'm like, well, what the hell is a pop-up shop? Mm. And she would explain it to me. And so I'm like, all right, well, you know about that. I know how to coordinate, so let's do it. So we actually did it at the Source Mall. And I think that was 2013.
Okay.
We did it at the Source Mall in a vacant New York and Company store. And yeah, it was
that's super dope.
I mean, we laugh about it now
because, like, you guys are super humble. You're like, yeah, we did it at the Source Mall. I'm like, yo, the Source, that's a whole mall. Like, a lot of times when people do pop up shops, they doing it at a friend's house, pop up, come through, and you guys, your first takeover was in the mall.
It was in the mall.
That's awesome.
It was shocking, but this one, she can sell a whale water. I'm like, you sure we can do this? She's like, oh, we can.
And then it emerged, yes. So how long have you guys been hosting events?
Well, that was the beginning of it. That was the beginning. I mean, it wasn't the beginning of Enjoy, but that was the beginning of us hosting events. Mm-hmm. From there, I mean, it was a success. Like, we had a lot of our friends come out and help. We had maybe about, like, 20 vendors in the store.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did a fashion show where
we pulled clothes from
each of them. That's
dope. Stuck the tags in.
That's like the little secrets behind the scenes.
We laughed. I'm telling you, we were just thinking about that the other
because
day.
Because we weren't sure about, like, we did have some sponsors, but we didn't have, like, social media to, like, back us up. We didn't really have a following yet, so we weren't sure if the sponsors would come in. So we were like, you know, we got to do it this way.
Gotcha.
And show them what we got.
Gotcha. That's all without the power of Instagram, yeah, Snapchat, and everything.
Because I was fresh on Instagram with, like, 13 followers, getting happy with 3 likes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, someone liked it. When your page first started out, you'd be like, oh, someone seen that?
Oh, my God.
That hashtag worked?
Oh, my God. Wait, do you remember when we first started? And we were like, oh, my God, we're up to 20 likes.
Yes.
Dude, those are the good feelings. Those are the real good feelings.
I mean, listen, we still appreciate it now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, it was just always, you know, it's always different levels to it, but
it shows you with the growth from starting from the beginning and, you know, a lot of my audience, a lot of them are emerging entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And we had the conversation, you know, before offline real quick, where I said, I was such a haggler and procrastinator and trying to be a perfectionist. And sometimes you got to throw yourselves out there. Yeah. And you guys really just proved just now, you guys just threw yourselves out there without knowing you had a following, got vendors, you know, had to improvise. Like, that's what this entrepreneurship stuff is about, honestly. And you have to jump out there.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, we definitely took a leap of faith. I mean, listen, it was a lot of nights where it's like, oh my God, I don't know again. I don't know if we're going to do this. I don't know if we're going to make it through here.
Right.
But I mean, I just feel like that's, everyone goes through that.
That's the realness of it. How do you guys balance with like running your company, having your personal lives, you know, like how do you find a balance in that? Because a lot of times that's a struggle in itself.
You want to start or?
I don't think I have a balance. I feel like I read this all day. And just everything is around it. Or everything's around this. So I'm very multitasked doing everything. So I don't really know. I mean, there's times when I do try to shut down for a little while to entertain family, entertain work. So I can't really say I have a balance. I would be lying.
I have to say, from an outsider looking in, you guys to me are always on the go. And that's what this whole thing is, you know, with technology being on your phone. Like, your business is ran through your phone majority of the time. Then, you know, you link, you meet clients or whatever. But the majority, like, if you didn't have your phone,
we wouldn't have nothing.
No, we wouldn't have anything. We're on the phone all the time, between emails, the social media, the texts all day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially when we do events, now that we've grown, it's a team of us, you know. It's enjoy, but then we have our, you know, our PR team. We have our event team. We have our video. We have all different people. So it's like we're constantly texting and emailing all day long. I try to, like, when I get home, I try to just put my phone down before I spend... That's after I spend about 20 minutes in the driveway before I get in the house.
I'm all do that whole driveway pull up.
Yeah.
My kids are pulling the curtain back. Mommy, are you coming in? I'm like, yes.
I know. I'm like, just one more minute.
Exactly. Because you know, once you get in that house, it's over. So give me a second.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I think it is hard, especially when it's event time. Mm-hmm. Like, I always say, like, these 2 months are very critical. That last month, it's like, I don't even hear you right now. Just give me, I promise, everything will go back to normal after this event.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need that time. And that's what helps with the people around you. If they're able to respect your hustle and they know, like, listen, you, if you guys give me this little bit, I'll give you everything I have right after.
Yes, yes. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I say it all the time. It's so funny because my friend had called me about something, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. Listen, I was like, whatever you guys want to do, just text me and let me know. Exactly. Whatever. I can't think about anything.
Exactly.
Because mentally, I can't. I don't have the mental capacity right now. Yeah.
And that part is hard, too. Like, even with your friends, like, my friendships, I noticed that. That's how I know who's really my friends for real, because I'll run dry. You won't hear from me for a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm here. Like, my friends, they'll do a check-in. Like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm good. Like, if you want a link, let me know. Like, we can do something. But right now, like, I'm grinding. Yeah. And even, like, I know for myself, too, I even had to set myself on a schedule. And I recently did this. You know what I'm saying? I recently did it to where I can't run my business to where I'm all over the place. I'm like, you know what? This is my lunchtime. You know what I'm saying? Let me get myself together, eat, clear my head, because I noticed that I was, like, doing it back to back to back. And it was running, like Debbie was saying, 24-7. You feel like you don't know if you're coming or going. Mm-hmm. So that part of it is real important when it comes to, like, the balance and everything like that.
That, I'm sorry, and I feel like just sometimes you just got to go to bed. I'm an early bird, so I must run and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and try and get things done. But I feel like sometimes I have to go. I'll be like, you know what? Tonight I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to wake up in the morning. And I'm gonna knock certain things out. She'll be up, then I know that she'll be up at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But you know, I just feel like it all depends on you. I know I'm early. I'm not a late night person.
See, that's the dope part that you guys are able to like bounce off of each other with that. Like Debbie already knows, like, Elena, you'll get up early, you can take care of that. she's on that midnight, late night mm-hmm. run. And me, it's like, I call like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3, that's the witching hour for me. I know I should be asleep, but that's when I say my best ideas. And it scares me. It comes so crystal clear. And like the other day, it was like noon, and I'm thinking I'm just going. When I say it was a fog, I couldn't think. I was just sitting there. And I felt like I was wasting the day. Because it's like, next you know, the kids were back home. I'm like, dang, like, did I do anything? But then it's like, once everybody was in the bed, it's late. All of a sudden, now I'm working. Laptop's open. You know, now I'm super focused. So it definitely depends. I do have a 5:15 alarm that's set in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to wake up. That's supposed to be my praying devotional time. That's supposed to be me reading a book. I was trying to commit to reading a book a month. You know, I'm trying to, you know, live my, be my best self. Now, is it working? 5:15 turns into more than 6. Prayer be like, God, help me.
Amen.
Because I'm like, my God, he knows. He knows my heart. I'm saying, like, you already know. I can't even do it right now. But hold me. Look over me. Thank you. Amen. And then I'm back at it again. So, it's definitely dope that you guys are able to bounce off each other. And everyone knows, like, their strengths. And, yeah, because I'm not a morning person at all. But I feel like I need to start to be. So, that's my goal. That 5:15. Now, we're talking about it now. 5:15.
I'm telling you, it's the best thing. I will call her in the morning.
Oh, like, I would be so crazy. I'm like, yeah. And mind you, that probably just went I know you're like, she's crazy.
Yeah, but it works. I feel like my mind flows. And then, you know, we have 7:30 calls at our publicist. Especially now, it could be like 4 days out the week.
Wow.
7:30 morning calls, because that's when it's like, okay, this is what's going on. We got to update her with our strategy. What are we doing? What's the plan?
Right. So, yeah, that timeline is important to be able to follow, even if you're not a morning person like myself. I know certain things, like if I have to commit to it, I have to get up. You know, I have certain clients who, you know, are morning people. Yeah. So I have to be up and ready for that. I can't sound like I just got out of bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely have my coffee. Yeah,
cafe
exactly.
Blasto, whatever it's called. That's my favorite coffee.
Exactly.
That like, yellow one.
Every single morning, I'm drinking my coffee. Yeah. And I have to. Like, even if I'm like eyes closed, I'm making it with the Keurig, I'm doing it, mm-hmm. and then I can move.
Yeah.
But prior to that, there's no conversations with me. I can't do it at all.
I got a coffee attitude.
Exactly. You'll know when I didn't have it, mm-hmm. and you'll know when it's wearing off for me, too. That's straight up. So, what do you guys have coming up? Like, talk to me about your event. I'm super excited about it. I got my ticket and everything.
So, we have Short Hair Don't Care New York City tour coming up. Was 2 events, actually. So, we're going to be in Long Island this year. We're bringing it home.
Yes.
Yeah, finally.
To Roosevelt Field.
Y'all better come out. I know that.
I know that's right.
Like, we showing out in Roosevelt Field.
Then we're going to be at the Midtown Loft in Manhattan. So, it's the Sunday we're going to be in Manhattan at Midtown Loft. And Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Work, no school. Mm-hmm. So
that's January 20th in and Midtown. And then 21st, Long Island, in Roosevelt Field. That is crazy. Like, just saying it out loud is like,
wow, no.
You guys really hosting at a loft in Midtown. And then following day, hosting in Roosevelt Field.
That Roosevelt Field really, like, wow.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
We were like, oh my God. You had to see when we went to, we went separate times. She sent me the video when she finally went to Roosevelt Field. I'm like, oh my God, look at this flyer. Oh, look at the digital ad.
It's mind blowing because we inquired with a couple of people prior and they were like, no, it's so expensive. No, they would never do this. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, whatever. Yeah. We're going to find this out for ourselves.
And that's the thing. That's what usually happens. You have those people who put their fears on you.
Yeah.
You know, because like you're saying, like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to try to host something Roosevelt Field. That sounds like something so unattainable. Like, that's not real. And with us, you know, growing up on Long Island, that's our mall. That's where, you know, yeah, so it's like you're
so,
really
so crazy
hosting an event in the mall. And mind you, Roosevelt got super bougie now too.
Yeah. Like, they real bougie since they weren't like, even Marcus there.
Exactly. It's like, it's a thing, like, you might not even need to go to the mall for anything, but it's like, I'll go get my coffee there.
Yeah.
Just to get the, you know, just to get that, the experience. Exactly. Yeah. is to be able to charge your phone, you know, at the little charging station they have. Like, they got super bougie, and you guys are now hosting there.
Yeah, that's super dope. I'm so happy.
I'm excited. Like I said, as soon as I saw, I'm like, ticket, VIP, yes. I want to be right here to be in center. Because I love supporting
Black
businesses. And then also, like I said, like, us going to school together and seeing so many people who have gone to school with us doing all these dope things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, a lot of times, you know, people don't, we don't celebrate each other.
No,
you know?
We don't celebrate each other enough at all.
Exactly. So to me, like, I'm sitting here, I'm shouting, I'm like, yes! And I might be, like, super stalkers, even on the Instagram, but I'm like, yes! Oh, girl, like, that's me! I'm like, I'm probably like, what? Again? I'm like, yes, again. And also just, you know, just telling people, because, like,
appreciate
I love stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, like, it's a scary space to be in.
Yeah.
And for you to, like, jump out on faith and be like, you know, this is what I'm doing, and I don't care about the naysayers, whatever, and it's blowing up. Because how many times have you guys hosted this so far?
Oh, God, is it 7 times, maybe?
Ooh, girl.
So it's our third year in New York.
Okay.
This is going to be our fourth show.
That's dope.
But we went to Boston, Philly,
DC.
And DC and Atlanta.
Wow, so you guys are touching all markets. You're not even keeping it local. That's awesome.
That's why we had to bring it back to Long Island, because that's where we're from. People think we're from, like, the city.
But that's just like the last stop, because you don't even, because, like, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of time, you don't get that love from your own city.
No.
It's true.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the love that you get, it'll be from strangers. It'll be from your new friends you just met. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that love is not there. So, you kind of, like, think about your home last. So, y'all bring it in on home. Let everybody know what it is that y'all doing. Like, all right, this is what we doing. Y'all see it, but, you know, we not playing.
Yeah, I mean, and for the most part, you know, we've definitely gotten support. So, that's a good thing.
That's awesome.
You know, for some people who are hesitant, I just hope they come out and just see what it is and just... Because I know a lot of people don't like to leave Long Island and come all the way out to the city. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So now there's no excuse.
Yeah, just come out. Uniondale, come on!
Yes, represent. Now, are tickets still on sale?
Yes, tickets are still available. You can RSVP, or if you want a guaranteed seat, it's $10 and that comes with a gift bag. There's a lot to do. Like you said, we're supporting these black businesses, especially the salons that are going to be participating. They're from Long Island.
Right.
You know, and we're shining light. They shining light. They letting them know we killing it. We're from here.
Exactly.
And we have salons from Queens, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be nice. And the partners, it's going to be a nice vibe. We got our girl, DJ Kendall Marie, that's going to be there DJing.
Nice.
You know, unfortunately, there's no alcohol at Roosevelt Field, but you can come get yourself a sip at the city.
Exactly. Well, at least we know where we can get our sip at, but I want to see the show. I'm excited to see what you guys are bringing to Long Island.
Oh, we bringing it to Long Island.
You know, because, like, the little snippets, you get the little videos, like, that doesn't even do it justice. Like, I can't wait to actually see the whole process from beginning to end. It's going to be awesome. So how do you purchase a ticket?
You can go to our website, which is ENJRI. It is Enjoy Lux. So ENJOI. No Y with an I. LUX. Or you can go to whichever one you remember is SHDC Runway, which stands for Short Hair Don't Care Runway.com. So either will take you there.
Okay, awesome. And what are your names on social media? Where can we find you?
Enjoy Lux on social media, Facebook,
and
Twitter.
You're personal. Okay. You know that's what people want now.
I'm boring, but you can follow me at Tresby _.
You know, we're all, like, people watchers. So
yeah, people
you think
be watching.
You're boring, and then no, we're still watching.
Like, I watch people too.
Yeah,
shoot.
It's bad. It's like, I'm real bad for people watching.
I'll be like, oh, what they doing? Oh, this look cool.
Exactly. And I get mad when you don't post for a
day.
I'm like, well, tell me what you do today. So you think you're boring and you're really not. I have to be better with that myself. I'm talking about watching people. I can't have nobody watches me though.
you don't post?
I'm sporadic because I try to live in the moment.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, I would be always on my phone, always recording stuff.
You would think the amount of pictures, and when we go out, she's like, can you take a picture? Can we take a picture? We'll spend all our time taking pictures. But you'll never see it on social media.
That's so me. That right, that's me. Like, you would think I have no life. She don't post. I do it's the same all in the thing. Phone. Yeah, I do the same thing.
I'm like, this. I'm like, Deb, you're on a 2-picture minimum tonight. Zip.
But that's good. Like, you have the memories, but it's like, I'm going to start, like, for myself, I'm going to start putting it out there and actually, all right, this is what I did today, you know. Sometimes it's I feel hard. Like I'm boring. It is hard.
It's hard because I don't, you know, I just feel like that's sharing.
Too much sometimes, right?
Even though people want to see it because I'm looking. I'm exactly. Like, oh, she just, I'm like, Beyonce just ate that cake today. Let me look at that
exactly.
cake again.
And that's the part that's cool, like, because certain things, like, people will go certain places and you won't even know that that's a local place. So you find these little gems. You're like, oh, wow, that's dope. But if that person didn't post it and tag you would have never known. Yeah. So I think still, even we were talking about balance earlier, it's still a balance even with the sharing of social media and things of that nature. Like,
totally.
I wouldn't have it to where it's like, okay, you're following me day to day, all in private accounts. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah,
but I think, like, the lifestyle portion of it, I'm going to try to get with a little bit. Like, I'm not great with it, but I'm going to try my best.
It's hard.
Yeah, so, ladies, I thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
For coming out, letting us know about your event. You guys said tickets are still on sale, so you guys go ahead, grab your tickets.
Grab them.
Because this is going to be exciting. Either if you're going to do the Midtown one or out on Long Island, Roosevelt Field. That's where I'm going
to
be.
You need to represent.
Yes, definitely come through. Support, represent, and see what these salons are bringing. All right, thanks, lady.
Thank you.
Make sure you grab your tickets today for Short Hair Don't Care at enjoylux.com. That's ENJOILUX.com.